This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Every city of a certain size in the United States has a street or an area with shelters and soup kitchens, or maybe it's a downtown park where homeless people gather. The bigger the city, obviously, the bigger the gathering. Here in Los Angeles, that place is called Skid Row. It's the biggest concentration of homeless people in the country. It's been that way for a really long time, but it is changing, as Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
I met Little Daddy on a Friday night in Skid Row, and he looked sharp. Black leather jacket, silk shirt, and purple pants.
I am originally from Texas, from Detroit, from Chicago. It's like Papa was a Rolling Stone.
Tonight, Little Daddy will sleep on a small rectangle of cardboard, if he sleeps at all. He's one of about 5,000 people sleeping on these streets every night in this 50-block area.
The devil's den. That's where you're at. It's disease and drugs and alcohol and poverty. An outside giant insane asylum. That's what this place consists of.
In the morning, Skid Row is full of color. It's the fashion and toy district. Wholesalers put out sidewalk displays of huge rolls of fabric with flowers and paisley prints. And dozens of toy stores are filled with every imaginable plastic bauble. But when the sun sets, all the fabric and toys are dragged inside and secured behind padlocked metal gates. This part of downtown has always been home to the poorest people in the city. In the 1870s, it was a transportation hub for the seasonal laborers who worked in the nearby citrus groves.
Railroads would have come in there, and people who got that kind of work, day work, day labor, would have lived there in rooming houses and so on.
Martha Burt grew up in Los Angeles. She studied U.S. homeless communities at the Urban Institute. She says that unlike other cities, Los Angeles had a deliberate policy to concentrate the homeless in Skid Row.
This doesn't mean that there was any actual increase in services or in public money going in to assist anybody who was being herded into that area. It just means that whatever was left by way of services was very highly concentrated.
And the policy worked. Because Los Angeles built out and not up and was designed for the automobile, people rarely encountered Skid Row. And because it was out of sight, there was no political pressure from the public to do anything about it. And developers had no interest in downtown, so there was no pressure from businesses to clean up the area. But that started to change in the early 2000s. New restaurants are opening, old hotels are being renovated into expensive lofts, and these new downtown residents are bumping up against Skid Row.
Things really changed a lot when the interest in downtown, and especially in the Skid Row area, picked up, and now there's huge amounts of development and there's huge amounts of pressure.
One response to that pressure is a building under construction in the heart of Skid Row.
So you want to go see the building?
Yeah.
Okay.
The building that Mike Alvidrez is taking me to is not a renovated loft or a high-rise condominium. It will be permanent housing for the homeless. Alvidrez runs the Skid Row Housing Trust, which owns the building.
We want to target the people that are costing the taxpayer the most by not being in housing.
These are the people who make frequent trips to the emergency room or get arrested a lot. The city hopes this will be the most cost-effective way of getting residents off the sidewalk and into apartments. And the trust would like to keep those residents in this neighborhood. It currently owns 25 buildings in Skid Row, most of which are former cheap hotels and SROs. And their goal is to buy more.
To buy them, fix them up, and make it possible for people with limited means to have a decent place to live at a rent that they could afford.
When this building is completed, it will have a clinic funded by the Los Angeles County Health Department. Alvidrez says this partnership with the county is a new strategy. It's also a sign that the city is taking an active role in reducing the homeless population of Skid Row, something it avoided for a long time. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.
Take a look at how LA's Skid Row is changing. Our pictures are at marketplace.org.